It is now time for the Bible Answers program, in which we present a frank and earnest discussion of Bible truths in an endeavor to answer your questions. Our subject for this program is God Has a Plan. God has promised that there will be no more sickness, nor sorrow, nor death upon the earth when His kingdom is established. Concerned. Some of my friends who have been good Christian people seem to be losing faith in God. Some have told me quite frankly that they have no reason to believe that God is interested in humanity. All the trouble in the world, war, then their children doing their own thing, and the extent that dope has become a household problem, even the complete destruction of the race is being threatened by man's ability to destroy himself in this nuclear age. Ed, why does evil seem to triumph in society? But first, may I tell our listeners that this program is brought to you by the Dawn Bible Students Association, publishers of the Dawn magazine, in cooperation with many Bible study groups and by the friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. And now, Ed, my first question, what does the Bible say as to God's plan for the human race?
Russell, as to what God is doing about present world fear and distress is a very important question and very vital to our faith as Christians.
Ed, our newspapers are full of murder and the breakdown of moral standards. Does the Bible explain why the forces of evil are now apparently so victorious?
Yes, Russell, it does. And briefly, the explanation is that God's program for the lasting peace and happiness of the world is being worked out according to a fixed plan. God's plan is similar to an architect's work. When we think of a plan, we think of something involving more than just a single element. An architect's plan for building, as you know, consists of specifications descriptive of its several floors and elevations.
And the Bible is God's specification book, is that it?
And that's a very descriptive way of putting it.
But that's just where the difficulty arises. It's so difficult for many to understand the Bible. I mean by that, to read the plans.
But Russell, that's where the building illustration should help us. Let us say that the architect has drawn up specifications for a three-story building. Each floor is to be used for a different purpose. Naturally, the specifications for any given floor would not harmonize with the details specified for the other floors.
And your point is that the details of God's plan vary in the different periods of its development.
That's the thought. And because that is true, what is said of one period of time may seem to contradict what is said of another. Not understanding this, it has been natural for some to conclude that the Bible is contradictory.
But, Ed, does the Bible actually tell us about different sequences in the development of God's plan?
Yes, Russell, it really does. In the third chapter of Peter's second epistle, we're given an outline embracing all three. The Bible speaks of them as the world that was, the world that now is, and the world to come.
Help me here, Ed. When did the first world or first development begin, and when did it come to an end?
The Apostle Peter tells us that it ended at the time of the flood. It began with the creation of Adam. I have a little book here containing a chart to illustrate the three epochs or ages or worlds in God's plan.
Thank you, Frank. Let me see it. This point marks creation, and this semicircle marks the span of the first world. which ended at the flood, according to what you said. And then begins the world of today.
The illustration helps to make the thought clear, doesn't it, Russell?
Yes, it certainly does. The chart shows that the second world began at the flood.
The apostle calls it the present evil world, and it comes to an end during the second presence of Christ.
Is that what the Bible means when it speaks of the end of the world?
Yes, it does. And Jesus foretold that this present evil world, which you see illustrated on the chart, would be destroyed in a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation.
Ed, the present evil world seems a very descriptive term for our society as we live in this nuclear age.
Well, I think we'd all agree to that, Russell. Jesus said that this trouble would be so severe that unless the days of trouble were shortened, no flesh would be saved. However, he also said that the days of trouble would be shortened, thus assuring us that the human race will not be destroyed, even though a social order will come to an end.
Ed, I notice there is a third world illustrated on the chart. This is called the world of tomorrow.
That's right, and the Bible reveals that the governmental arrangements of that world will be the kingdom of Christ. As I've already suggested, each of these three worlds is in reality a social order which exists during a certain period of time. God's plan is for Jesus eventually to become king of the whole earth, but God's promises pertaining to this were not due to be fulfilled during this present evil world. When Jesus is king of the whole earth, Satan, the ruler of this present evil world, will be bound.
Ed, that is very interesting and enlightening. Now I understand. While the devil does have a lot of influence in the world today, it is not because God cannot prevent his activities, but simply that the due time for Satan's rulership in the world to be overthrown has not yet come. Thank you very much for that thought.
Now, however, Russell, there's much evidence now that Satan's world will soon end. Through the prophecies of the Bible, we're able to watch a world as it comes to an end. The prophecies thus give real meaning to the threatening developments in this nuclear age.
Well, it won't make me too unhappy to see the devil's world come to an end, I can assure you of that, Ed.
No, nor none of us, and all will be glad when they realize what has occurred. There has, of course, been a lot of good in this world, yet evil has predominated. But evil will not predominate in Christ's new world of tomorrow. It will be called, as the Bible states it, a world wherein dwelleth righteousness.
That means that all unrighteousness is going to be destroyed.
That's right. And the Apostle Paul, speaking of the present time, tells us that Satan has blinded the minds of all who believe not. His rulership has been responsible for all the turmoil in today's social order.
Doesn't the Bible say something about the devil now being the prince of darkness?
Yes, and that's because he has kept people from seeing the light concerning the true God. But of Christ, the Bible says that he is that true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
Jesus will enlighten the whole world when he becomes king. I know that that is what you are saying.
Correct, Russell. And another very interesting comparison between the conditions of this present world and those that will exist in the world of tomorrow is suggested by the Apostle Paul. Of the present time, he says, that all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But of the world of tomorrow, the prophet says in Psalms 72, in his days shall the righteous flourish.
Those two texts, you think, contradict each other. If we apply them to the same period of time and the divine plan, they do contradict each other.
Obviously. And the entire Bible becomes understandable when we study it in this proper way. Sin and death are reigning in the world today, but ultimately there shall be no more death. This is the great objective of God's plan, as is clearly brought out in the plan book. And Russell, will you tell our friends about the plan book?
Yes, Ed, I'll be glad to. Friends, you heard us discuss the charts in the plan book, and I'm sure that you noted how they help to understand the harmony of the Bible. how nice it would be if you could see those charts. Well, let me tell you, you can see them. The plan book is free and will be mailed to you without obligation. Nothing can give more assurance in these uncertain times in which we are living than an understanding of the plan of God as set forth in the Bible and explained to you in the plan book. Here are some of the questions it answers. What is the end of the world, and how is it related to present world conditions? Will favors be shown to sinners in the judgment day? How do we know that the entire human race will not be destroyed by bombs or in some other way? These are all important questions, and these questions will give you some idea of the wide scope of subject matter discussed in the plan book. So send now for this little book. Simply address a card or a letter to Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. The address again for your convenience, it is Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. Ask for the plan book, and it will be sent to you free through the mail without any obligation. And if you have enjoyed this broadcast, you certainly will enjoy reading the plan book and studying its accompanying charts.
Send for your free booklet today. Mail your request to Frank and Ernest, Post Office Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. To repeat, mail your request to Frank and Ernest, P.O. Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That's 1-800-234-DAWN. The booklet will be sent to you free and without obligation. This program is brought to you each week by the Dawn Bible Students Association in cooperation with local Bible study groups and by the many friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. To repeat, call toll-free the following number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That is 1-800-234-DAWN to receive without obligation the free booklet offered. Please include the call letters of this station with your request. Ask your friends to listen to our program, won't you please? And now, goodbye, and may God bless you.